A state antitrust lawyer says a proposed merger may pit the commercial shipping equivalents of David against Goliath in southeast Alaska. The plan, announced in April, involves three shipping companies: Seattle-based Alaska Marine Lines, Seattle-based Northland Services, and Sitka-based Sampson Tug and Barge. AML's parent company, Linden Incorporated, wants to buy AML competitor Northland Services. If that was the end of the plan, Linden would have a monopoly on shipping in southeast Alaska.
Competing with someone like Linden is a tough thing to do. I mean, they are, they've been around, they're big, they know what they're doing. You get someone like Sampson coming in and trying to swing at Goliath a little bit, and you want to make sure they have a big hammer. So when they hit him, he feels it.
That's Assistant Attorney General Ed Sniffen speaking to the Juneau Chamber of Commerce on Thursday. It's his job to review the merger plan, negotiate fixes to the anti-competitive parts, and if necessary, fight it out in court. Though Sitka-based, Sampson right now doesn't operate elsewhere in Southeast. Sampson Vice President Corey Baggins says the company only has about 10 employees in the Panhandle, all of them in Sitka. However, Sampson announced plans to expand its service in Southeast the same day Linden announced its intent to buy Northland. AML has been touting that expansion as the antidote to its Southeast monopoly. Here's AML President Kevin Anderson.
I think that the competition is going to be as stiff as it was when, as it is today with Northland, and normally competition tends to keep the prices down. You know, we're not going into this thinking we're going to lose any customers, and if we have the battle for them to keep them, so be it.
Many details of the vetting and deal-making are under wraps, at least until the Department of Law files something in court, but the parties have essentially said that Northland won't be wholly absorbed by Linden. Instead, Northland may be carved up between Linden and Sampson in service of the smaller company's southeast expansion. For example, Baggin said Sampson is eyeing Northland's current location on Channel Drive as its future port in Juneau. And if everything goes forward, she says her company will probably pick up 40 or 50 of Northland's employees in Southeast. That last if brings it back to the Department of Law. Baggin says Sampson won't start investing and expanding until the merger's greenlit. But the merger may not be greenlit until AML actually has new competition in Southeast.
I don't want to set it up and put a warehouse in with 25 doors and be all ready for nothing and the consent decree doesn't go through. So it's kind of a chicken egg thing right now.
AML's Kevin Anderson says his company's intent with the purchase of Northland is not to monopolize shipping in Southeast, but to expand in Seattle by acquiring Northland's property there and to become a full-service Alaska seafood packager, carrier, and marketer.
The thing that Northland does extremely well is that they're out in the West, Bristol Bay and Kodiak and Dutch Harbor. I mean, some of the biggest fish runs in all of Alaska. We couldn't play in that game.
He also says it's been an extremely painful process.
We've been involved in this process now for, close to a year. And it doesn't seem like we're getting any closer. It's just one thing after another. And the amount of time and effort it takes on a lot of people's part to put something like this together is unbelievable.
Sniffen says the Department of Law hopes to have something filed in October, which would open a 60-day public comment period. Ultimately, a judge would have to sign off on the deal. If the department can meet that timeline, Sniffen says the parties would know by the new year if the merger can go through. As far as her company's characterization as David, Baggin was lukewarm.
I think that the history of Southeast Alaska has shown that small companies can be viable and successful and can do a really good job here. So even though it might be a good analogy, I think it's okay.
That history includes echoes of another David and Goliath story. When Linden, originally a trucking company, first got into Alaska shipping, Anderson says Linden wasn't taken seriously because Foss Maritime was the giant. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.